This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Which tonight, wait for it, it's brought to you by Sloman's. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Don.
I'm a banana split guy.
And to myself. The Mets managed to just blow today. And to Don.
Sing it in the shower, not to people.
And to myself.
Big Rod.
And to Don.
They don't do it the way we do. Do they even chew?
And to myself.
How would they not have enough to compete with that load?
And to Don.
God, the gas I would have after that.
And to myself.
How often do you, like, gag?
Thank you. I got to tell you, you miss the show, you miss a lot. Am I right?
Just a minute.
Well, you can't. You can't. Let's start NBA action. Let's hear from Tim Bontemps on Get Up earlier today talking about the Knicks clearing space for Jalen Brunson.
Well, the Knicks are a desperate team that's doing desperate things. And one of them is going to get Jalen Brunson, who has relationships with Leon Rose, who is his agent, Tom Thibodeau, who has hired Rick Brunson, his father, to be on his staff. They've all known him forever. But really, this is about a Knicks team that has spent years trying to get guys to come to New York, hasn't been able to get them, and now they have a guy who wants to come there.
So the Knicks do it. They move Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks, and are now poised to, according to Tim McMahon, who we spoke to earlier, get Jalen Brunson in the range for 4 years over $100 million.
Wow.
So, you know, earlier today, rumors were flying everywhere, Don. All over town. That maybe the Knicks were going to try to make a splash even bigger. However, it seems like at least as of now, any hopes of that in the immediate, it really should be pushed towards Jalen Brunson. That seems to be the realistic play that could happen in the next, 24 to 48 hours.
So is that it?
That's the question. Will that be the end of the line for this team right now? Will they make any other moves? Or will they be satisfied, stay pat, feel good about the fact that they brought in Brunson and don't worry about the fact that he didn't get DeJounte Murray, who everyone thought was a possibility, but instead he will be going to Dallas in a trade for Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round unprotected picks.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So Murray appears to be off the table. Brunson's still there. The room exists. We'll see whether or not the Knicks can make the move. But people are thinking the price would be about $110 million for Brunson.
Okay. Sounds all right.
By the way, the cap for the 2022-23 season is projected to come in at $123.6 million.
Holy crap.
So last year, the cap was 112, where the players dwell. $112 million. So up quite a bit. $11.6 million.
Which is good that we're, you know, getting out from the financial horrors of the pandemic. That the NBA and the NHL, who felt it because, you know, at least the NFL was able to not really have their season interrupted at all, but baseball did with their 60-game schedule. Some of that was on them, but the NBA and the NHL were affected because that's what was going on when it happened. Feel like they're financially back from that period.
Don, before we get into some Yankee and Met injury news,
mm-hmm.
would you be willing to share with us what song you'll be performing
at the Beach Bash.
All right, that's a great call by you. It's time to do it.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Excited.
I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Kiss.
Sure.
It's one of my favorite Kiss songs live. Okay. My performance on Friday at the Beach Bash will be the song Strutter. Now, I wish he played the live version, because the live version, I think, will be closer to how it'll sound on Friday. So, Strutter by Kiss.
Strutter. I do not know the song.
Really?
No.
Are you familiar with Kiss at all?
I don't think I know one Kiss song.
See, that's on you.
Kiss top songs. Hold on.
No, you don't. I get it. You know Detroit Rock City.
I know.
Come on.
I mean, I love the movie Detroit Rock City, so I probably remember it from that. I'm back.
That's actually Ace Frehley's solo. That's when they all had their own solo albums, so that's actually technically Ace Frehley. But you know that song, right? Back in the New York groove?
It's
played in movies.
It's so funny. They're such a huge group. And everyone knows Gene Simmons. And yet...
Come on, you don't know Black Diamond? Black Diamond! Yeah. Rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night.
Okay, I do.
And party every day.
All right, fine. That's number one. That's the biggest one. I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
That's number one. I absolutely know that one.
God.
That's the one.
Obviously not the greatest of musicians. I think they'd be the first to admit that.
Big Rod? I don't know if they'd be the first to admit it, but go ahead.
But just a great American party band. And for a time, because of the makeup and the mystique and the live shows.
Well, how are
one
they
of the biggest
viewed?
Fans of the world.
Is Kiss viewed as a great band, though, or are they viewed as like cheeseball?
I think there's enough music. Cheeseball is too strong.
Okay.
Because they are legit, I think, like real great music. And but definitely gimmicky. Like, if they didn't put on makeup, would they have made it as much as they did? No. Probably not. They would have just been a solid band that you probably forgot about, but the makeup made them one of the biggest bands in the world.
What a gimmick. And one of the great gimmicks of all time, by the way.
But, you know, Rock and Roll All Night is a huge, huge song. And Beth, you know, they had top 40 hits. You know Beth.
I don't know Beth.
You know Beth. Play him some Beth. It's yeah. It's a slow song, but it was a monster hit.
We'll see. I have doubts. But guess what? I'm excited.
Come on, you know that song.
Don't.
It's the climax to the movie Role Model.
Never seen Role Model.
So, I can't kill you for that.
So
Paul Rudd didn't see it.
I enjoyed what I just heard. It sounded pretty nice. But anyways.
It's weird. When you live in, it's weird when you're like me and you live in that world. It's hard for me to conceive somebody never having heard that song before.
I hear you. I know.
But but this is what makes us come together as a people. Like, I'm not going to mock you. You didn't live in that world. But our worlds come together 4 hours every day. And it just came together there. Now you've heard the song.
Yeah, perfect. But this is why Don needs a guest spot on Whitish Wednesday sometime this summer. Although I think there's a chance you could crush all of us. Everyone said today I threw a no-hitter, that I was way too difficult. And my list today was not hard. If I were to tell you my list from today, you would not be particularly impressed.
Michael's not here, so we can stray.
Damn right we can. Let's get to some baseball news. Aroldis Chapman could be activated tomorrow. Looks like the Yankees are more likely leaning to Friday in Cleveland when they take on the Guardians. But he's fresh off an outing in Triple A, where he needed 13 pitches to finish off his inning, struck out two hitters. So Chappie back in the next 48 hours done.
Do you think Yankee fans miss him at all? I do not.
You do not miss him, or you don't think they miss him?
I don't think Yankee fans miss him. I don't miss him. Why would I miss him?
No, I know you don't personally.
But I think it's nice that he's back. and it gives them options. But if Holmes continues to pitch well, then, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about a middle reliever coming back.
So strange. I don't know if a few years ago anyone would have guessed. The Yankees will be the best team in baseball. They'll be lights out in 2022. Or Aldis Chapman will be a passenger.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. That's where we're headed.
How about this? I got some breaking news unrelated to any of the teams we care about here, but just a good ENN story.
Okay.
We've been following the Freddie Freeman stuff of the last week.
Sure.
Doug Gottlieb is saying the agent, Casey Close, never told Freddie Freeman about the Braves' final offer. That is why Freeman fired him.
He should lose his license.
He found out in Atlanta this weekend. It isn't that rare to have happen in MLB, but it happened. Close knew Freddie would have taken the Atlanta deal.
Wow. Now you understand why he was in tears.
Now you get the tears.
And if you go back to the cut, he was talking about, I can't get into it now, and we thought it was just going to be, hey, I'm out for mine.
Wow.
He should lose his license. Seriously. If they could prove that, and I don't know how, you know, it's his word against Freddie's, unless the Braves want to cooperate, and then still it would be his word against Freeman's, because whether he told him or not. But if they can prove that, then Major League Baseball should not allow him to continue to be an agent in MLB. You can't do that. Let me ask. I would love to know the agent. Like, I understand you get a percentage, but you still work for the client. Do what's best for the client. And we were saying, well, Freddie should have done this. Freddie should have done that. If he's not being told anything, so he walks away. He signs a 6-year deal with the Dodgers because he figures the Braves didn't counter. Braves didn't make an offer.
Right.
Wow. Bad job out of them. Blah, blah, blah. And then you find, oh, my God, that's hot. I know it's a lot of money, Peter.
I know.
But it's still.
It's disgusting.
I don't think heartbreaking is far off.
Oh, no, Don. Okay. Depending on what the final offer was, I have to assume, based on this, that the final offer was close enough.
In the neighborhood.
That Freddie would have taken it.
Yeah.
To have the opportunity to finish your career with the team you started with. To continue to live in the city where your children were born and started their life for similar money on a team you, and by the way, a team that just won the World Series. Like, everything's there for Freddie Freeman. To think that he wouldn't have gotten the offer, that's, Don, heartbreaking. Is not only is it not a stretch, it's absolute heartbreak.
Just to have the right to know where you stand. With an organization, I really, I don't know if license is the word, but you obviously, I think license is the right word. In order to be an agent in with MLB, there's hurdles to clear. You have to kind of be licensed to do it in order to be able to negotiate contracts for a union player in MLB. Right now, the Players Association and Major League Baseball should come together to get this agent stripped of that license. And I'll be honest, if he was representing me, I'd be on the phone today firing him. Again, everybody is due their time to answer, and you know, this is just a report. I'm saying if this is true, if this can be proven, he should lose all of his clients and his license. And how do you live with yourself?
I'm in lockstep with you. Wow. That's
you're not
stuff.
That
Dipperstein would never.
Representation, man.
Dipperstein would never do this.
No, you want to know? It's.
Can you imagine that? You leave your job, you go to another competitor.
Dipperstein, the hell with them.
Oh, and then left to think that the team you were on didn't care about you to counter.
Oh my Lord! Wow.
So now, not only do you not go back to the place you wanted to go back to, now you have an illegitimate beef with them of something that they didn't do. It would be like you breaking up with your wife because you were told that she cheated on you and she really didn't cheat on you. And then you get remarried to somebody else, and then you find out later on, sorry, no, that wasn't true. She loved you dearly.
Right, right. She did her best to make it work. You just didn't see the letter.
The real you-know-what bag is your agent.
Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer have both taken steps towards a return. DeGrom threw 27 pitches earlier today in Florida. Tomorrow, if he feels well, Buck Showalter said, they can talk about next steps.
And that's good, finally. But, well, DeGrom does hit, so DeGrom coming back could actually help the offense.
True. Scherzer is scheduled to pitch for Binghamton tonight.
Oh, yeah, sorry. There's a DH. I forgot. I'm sorry.
I know.
Am I allowed to make that mistake here?
DH? Smeage!
Absolutely you are.
I don't know. Twitter will ultimately decide.
Is there ever a world, Don, in which, in a game in which he wasn't playing, there would be a spot in which the Mets would have DeGrom pinch hit? Ever a spot?
Never say never. You get like an extra inning game. Because, again, you got the runner at second base, right? And DeGrom can get a base hit. And if it was late and you just had a hunch, that would be the only. Because you don't want to see him get hit by a pitch or something like that, you know. But he can hit. He can get you a single. So I'd never say never, but the likelihood is probably gone.
All right, we have a bunch more to get to. Let's get to it next right here in ENN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact that I said I didn't know any Kiss songs.
Right.
And Anthony, who was shocked, eventually landed on, it's not surprising that I didn't know it was Kiss. It would have been surprising to play me the song and I go, I've never heard that song in my life.
Right.
That would have been something. But I don't know anyone who likes Kiss. Like, and I'm not saying that as a diss, but it is sort of a specific lane. With the exception of that song that's super duper out there, I feel like everyone who likes Kiss that I've ever known of, it's like a thing that they like Kiss.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's like a lifestyle.
Well, we're also talking about something like they were big going on 50 years ago. This is like we're talking 70s, but they've been a monster band beyond that. But most of the people that are fans. Tom Morello inducted them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know who that is, right?
Guitar Tom Morello?
Rage Against the Machine.
Yes, I do, of course.
Oh, by the way, they're going to be at the Garden this summer.
I know.
Got to go to that show.
Let's go.
So, like, they have a cult following. It doesn't say it because it's bigger than a cult following, but the people that love them are very, very passionate. And the strange thing about them, you could be a fan of Kiss and not really care to own any of their studio albums because it's all about Kiss Alive and Kiss Alive 2. Their live stuff, and some of it's doctored and studioed up, even the live stuff, but those two albums are as big albums there have ever been in rock. Kiss Alive and then Kiss Alive 2.
Really? They're that big?
Yeah. Monster albums.
Your quote was, I want you to stand by this, as big of rock albums as there ever were in rock?
Yes.
As big as the Eagles' greatest hits?
As big as what?
The Eagles' greatest hits.
No. So I said one of. That's the highest selling album of all time.
That's right.
Which doesn't count because it's a best of. But if you're a rock fan, you own Kiss Alive, Kiss Alive 2.
But aren't there rock people who hate Kiss?
Yeah.
But I guess that's true of any huge band. So
Because they're... Again, they're very unique because there's those bands like, you know, bands like the Bay City Rollers, right? They were big for a couple of minutes and then, you know, not great. They've been great for 50 years, but people that aren't into the music will say, well, again, it's all a gimmick and it's a show and, you know, Gene Simmons spitting blood and the merchandise. They had Kiss dolls and you could buy a Kiss coffin. It's crazy. So a lot of the rock purists look at it and go, it's just way too commercial for me. I mean, they had their own cartoon. They did a movie, Kiss Meets the Phantom. It was complete garbage, but people ate it up with a spoon. So if you're like a rocker that really writes great songs and composes tremendous music, and then you see Kiss being 10 times more popular than you, I could see that it would bother you. I don't know if there is a hip-hop version of that, but somebody that is just huge, and basically it's because, not that the music isn't great, but they are highly rated because of the gimmick. I don't know if there's a hip-hop equivalent to that.
But that also has like a certain level of people who don't respect them musically.
Yes.
Because that exists, I know, for Kiss, yes. Whether it's fair or not. I'm going to think about this. Mark Stein is dropping some...
Stein bombs.
Some Stein bombs, if you will. Apparently, the Jalen Brunson deal, not completely rock solid.
Can you imagine, Peter?
Tomorrow, he's meeting with the Mavericks and the Knicks and Dark Horse Miami Heat.
Okay.
So, this is not absolutely wrapped up, done.
Can you imagine if they don't get this done?
Hey, wait, you're telling me, can I imagine what the fans will be like if they can't even get Jalen Brunson?
But this is like a fait accompli, that this is done. His dad's a coach. They made the cap space. It's done. Everyone believes that it's just semantics now. And what happens if he doesn't come here?
Don, it would be very, very hard to get up from. And also, not only all the pieces you're saying, which are absolutely true, his dad's here at cap space, but just the idea that, okay, we've accepted we were not a destination here for Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, players of that ilk. We can't sign Jalen Brunson, who's a good player, a really good player, but he's certainly not the top tier of NBA player. Now, you can't even get that guy?
I believe that this will get done. And that's why, if it's not, it would be incredible. Because then what do you do? I mean, you'd still have a ton of space and everything, but, like, God, this is done. He was delivered. It was... They're putting the chairs down for the press conference. Like, this would be almost Belichick-esque. It would have to have a press conference to announce he didn't sign. Wow. Not going to happen. He'll be here.
You're comfortable and confident.
I just can't imagine a world where it didn't happen. And again, I'm sorry, Knick fans. From a talk show perspective, it would be delicious.
Bing bong.
You want to be on the show for that day.
I love that you, Don. I often say I can't picture a world without Jalen Brunson in my life. I've always said that, in fact. Deshaun Watson's hearing continued today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a current update of if there's any major news coming out of it yet.
No,
but
I haven't seen it.
We know that the league is looking for a year-long suspension, which would obviously not please the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun's team.
Who are they exactly arguing with? The NFL. Well, is this a deal between the players' association? Like, who exactly are they negotiating with? Because why would Watson have a say?
Right. It's Watson's hearing.
Right.
It's an NFL hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting to hear from the NFL Players Association's jointly appointed disciplinary officer, Sue Robinson. Today is done. It will continue tomorrow. And we will find out. There's no set timeline for the decision once the hearing ends. But the hearing will continue into Thursday for day three.
You would think it'd be done by camp, but I guess it can go on whatever timetable the NFL wants. Wouldn't that be something if the NFL doesn't get what they want, but they're able to drag their feet long enough that it still affects the beginning of the season and he ends up not playing anyway? The NFL usually gets what they want when it comes to things like this.
You want to hear from our friend Windhorse at Sea?
No, Space.
Windhorse in Space?
Mm-hmm.
Windhorse in Space! He says Kyrie Irving's, quote, opting in is simply PR spin.
With his commitment, I mean, that's a public relations spin. A couple days ago, he was asking for a sign and trade to find a way out of there. I don't care about that statement. That statement carries no water with me. I mean, Kyrie's got to do what's best for his career.
I understand.
And the concept of getting traded elsewhere increased the chances he could get a new, much bigger contract than the Nets were offering. That's what he was doing. The idea of keeping his commitment to Durant, because it's not a four-year commitment for Durant. Durant extended his contract. Durant's commitment goes much further than 4 years.
I think we all knew that.
Yeah. First of all, that list made no sense because none of the teams had cap space until the Knicks created it, and he wasn't going to the Knicks.
He wasn't going
to take the $6 million to go to the Lakers.
We should have known it wasn't likely when he had the Milwaukee Brewers on the list. Just some of the things weren't realistic.
I think the St. Louis Browns were on the list.
It's unlikely. You know what it's time for? A little bit of live watch.
All right.
Live watch.
I think I've addressed that about as thoroughly as I'm going to.
I chose what's best for me and my family.
I'm tired of all this stuff. I mean, it's a situation.
I'm surprised at a lot of these guys because they say one thing and then they do another.
Another PGA defector headed to live golf is Pat Perez.
Not familiar with his work.
Me neither, really. But supposedly he gave a remarkably honest answer about why he's going to live.
For me, it's real simple. I'm 46. I've played 515 events. I've been on the road since 1998. I mean, I've been on the road longer than Matt Wolf has been alive. I have almost 4-year-old. I missed my son's birth last year. You know, I have to tell him one day why I wasn't there. And, you know, once again, I'm a 30 to 33 week a guy. Every year I've done it, and now I don't have to. And I get to be with them. I get to be with my family. At my age, this is an absolute golden opportunity for me. I get to play, you know, DJ's my captain. I get to play 7 this year, you know, and then whatever else in the future. It's a no-brainer for a guy my age. It's been on the road. I just had 3 weeks off. I feel great. I couldn't be more excited about this. And that's the bottom line, you know. The bottom line is I'm tired of being on the road every day, and I don't have to do it now. This group, this opportunity has been, it's like winning the lottery for me. It's incredible. I couldn't be more excited. So,
Don, say what you want. You can say selfish. You can say wrong. God, that was refreshing to hear from an honesty standpoint, though.
That sounds like somebody that it's a life-changing for him. You know, it's not, you know, how can I become even more of a millionaire? It's not like trying to get rid of gambling debts or whatever. It's just somebody who just honestly says, listen, I'm at the stage of my life now. How can I turn this down? It's just an honest-to-goodness financial decision for somebody who, you know, probably needs the money more than maybe anybody else on the tour. And he only has a small window in which to make it. If he's 46, Peter, you're 5 minutes from the senior tour, right? I mean, so good for him.
Listen, just to be clear, he's made his share of money. Looks like career earnings around $28 million.
All right. But
he's been around. $28 million sounds like an obscene amount of money, but as he just pointed out, he's been playing on the tour now for 24 years.
Yeah, so that's 24 years. So that's a little over $1 million a year.
Which for professional sports in this era is basically just like earning a living.
And again, you relate it to what he does for a living, not to the average person. To the average person, over $1 million a year would be incredible. But he's also realizing that he's probably making a lot less now that he's 46 than he was earlier in his career. And he just mentioned the sacrifices he had to make because he didn't have the luxury because of his finances to just take certain things off to go be there for the birth of his child. Because he didn't have that ability to just walk away and take time off. Some of these golfers are like living in Winnebago, traveling from tour to tour. Yeah, they make their money, but they sacrifice to do it.
And meanwhile, you have to crush the guy who just says, I'm going to go get that money and take care of my family. He shouldn't do that. He should stand on principle.
Right.
That so many other U.S. companies and the U.S. government doesn't subscribe to.
Right. So why should he make the sacrifices that people that can won't?
Our country won't make that sacrifice.
Right, so
he shouldn't.
And again, if you want to look into how we all make our money, you know, we might have to like hold our nose. But you do what you got to do is right for your family. If you're somebody that's averaging, you know, $1.3 million a year, you're probably not private jetting it from tour to tour.
No.
You know, and again, nobody's going to cry in their pillow tonight for him. But
you get it. But you get it.
You should be able to get it. Yes.
Now, Brooks Koepka says he didn't agree to join LIV until after the U.S. Open. He had, of course, been pledging his loyalty to the PGA Tour and then decided he changed his mind and he was headed to LIV. That will do it. That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday, June 29th, 2 days away from our big beach bash.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.